When news broke this past spring of Jason Blair's fabrications and stories in the New York Times, Weekend Edition humorist Andy Borowitz felt twinges of guilt for his own erroneous ways. Then this past week, when the White House admitted that President Bush used bad information in his State of the Union address, Andy knew he had to come clean.
It's recently come to my attention that, through no fault of my own, some minor factual errors have found their way into my Weekend Edition Sunday essays. I'd like to take this opportunity to offer a few retractions. In April of 2001, I reported that Josie and the Pussycats was a shoe-in for that year's Oscar for Best Picture. In actuality, I had not seen Josie and the Pussycats. I based my prediction entirely on the account of my friend Mike, who told me that he saw the movie and it rocked. I later learned that Mike had not seen the movie either and was merely pulling my leg to make me look bad on NPR. For what it's worth, Mike is no longer my friend because he is a jerk. In September of 2002, I announced that I had received a so-called genius grant from the MacArthur Foundation for stretching the boundaries of the smutty limerick. I can now say with some confidence that I received no such award. Before racing to the studio that day to tape my essay, I quickly went through my mail and saw an envelope I took to be from the MacArthur people, but which was actually from Ed McMahon. On the envelope, Mr. McMahon assured me that I was already a winner, but that too turned out to be false. As a result, I believe that Mr. McMahon owes you a retraction more than I do. Finally, last month I reported that Qusay Hussein was hiding in the 24-hour photo booth in the CVS parking lot across from my house. What I neglected to say was that this was pure speculation on my part. In other words, if I were Qusay Hussein, that's where I'd hide out. I still stand by that. On the whole, after 3 years of being a Weekend Edition Sunday essayist, I'd say that three measly retractions amount to a pretty enviable record. Still, I hope that I've cleared the air, and that in the future, Andy Borowitz will continue to be a name you can trust, even though my legal name is Buford Kremens.
Perhaps it's obvious, Weekend Edition humorist Andy Borowitz, Buford Kremens, knows not of what he speaks.